You initially didn't want to go.
I gave all the reasons why it would be a bad idea, why I could find someone better, but they said, we would like you here, and if you're ready to serve, we want you to serve here. There's an interesting thing about Rome. We like to say that the people who want to be here shouldn't be here. The people who want to be in Rome because it's close to power, or who want to be in Rome because of the romance of the prestige, they're not the right people for this assignment. The people that you want working in Rome are the people who want to do the work, do a job, and then leave. They want to go back and work among the masses. That's the ideal person to work here.
Was there a specific job title or a kind of guidance as to what you would be doing when you got there?
Every assignment that I've been given didn't exist before I got there. That's kind of my calling card. I'm the guy that you call if you want to do something and you don't know exactly what it entails or how to get there. Because I kind of exist outside of the regular orbit. Most people think of the traditional assignments that we get, and they're very good at that. They're very happy with that. I'm always looking at, well, what if we did this? What if we did that? And so when I came here, they said, we want you in communications, and we have no idea what that actually means. When I had the first call, they said, well, it's that plus anything good. So I think my job description is that plus anything good. And my job title was guy who does things.
I do recall you talking about a Minecraft server.
Yes.
Is this in the Vatican?
It started in the Vatican, and then I quickly had to move it into the cloud just because as the server was starting to load down, it has to be in a data center somewhere with a huge pipe. And that's what we did. The original server, the very first one, actually sat in a room that's right next to the room of relics in our house. So next to relics of saints and such. That's actually a great metaphor for my work. I've got the very old and the very new, and they live in the same place.
Do you remember what Pope Francis said about the Minecraft server?
I can actually see his room from here. I probably couldn't throw a rock, but I bet I could fly my drone towards him. He actually saw the Minecraft server. He is a person who has the very unique ability to see the wondrous in everything. Even if he doesn't understand it, even if it's something that he wouldn't like, he can look at something and say, oh, okay, I can see that there's passion in this. I can see that there's energy in this.
Did you at one point mention figuring out how to hack your way into some kitchen somewhere in the Vatican so you could cook your meals because they had a better kitchen than where you were?
That was old school hacking. That was all about social engineering and finding physical weaknesses in security.
What did you do?
There are kitchens that are accessible for people who know which doors are normally left ajar, which doors are very weak security-wise, which doors can be jimmied, which doors have hinges that are facing the wrong way. And I found those. I did tell them about those security deficiencies, and they've since fixed them. I do have a healthy sense of curiosity. In fact, there are still rooms in this building I have not been in.
Are you not going outside at all anymore?
I have literally not been outside of this building for 2 months, which is kind of amazing. I can actually go onto the roof. We have a huge roof, which is wonderful, but the city, it might as well have no people in it. You never see anybody. When we say we're locked down, we are really, really locked down.
Yeah. Any final words of hope about how life will continue or get better when we make some progress against this pandemic?
One of the things that might come out of this pandemic is, what do we want normal to be? Because normal seems so long ago. And if it's not going to come back to normal for a very long time, then is this a good time to ask, what is it that we want? Do we use this time to look at a future, to look at a new normal where we pay more attention to each other? If something can come out of the pandemic, it will be that. And that can come in so many different forms. Some people want economic reform. Some people want social change. Some people want healthcare reform. Some people want to change how it is that we work. And I think the pandemic is going to enable that. I think this might be something that ends up changing us for the better. At least I have to hope that. I have to believe that.
Thanks for your time, Father Ballister, and be safe, stay healthy.